Megan is trying to convince the world that she's a nice, likable, lovable, fun-loving person, when everybody knows that she's Adolfine Hitler in not boots, but high heels.
She just can't help herself, can she? After Catherine and Prince William made a beautiful visit, their first joint visit since Catherine's cancer diagnosis to Wales yesterday, Meghan Markle decides, I've got to show the world that I'm the fun-loving princess dancing in my kitchen and hugging the staff members who really hate me because I'm the biggest bully in Hollywood. But what I love about the classy way that the Princess of Wales deals with things is that she has got her own back in this war by revealing to a member of the public in Wales yesterday that she makes her own plum jam and the public can have the recipe for free. Lady Colin Campbell, what do you make of what the Sun is describing as the Jar Wars?
Love it. Hi, Dan. Don't you just love it?
It's
Isn't
great.
It wonderful?
Go, Catherine.
Catherine and both William and Catherine have been showing in their own discreet, resolute ways that they are not pushovers. And Meghan has made a huge mistake in taking them on. You know, I loved how Catherine is just giving it away for nothing, while Meghan is going to be charging, well, you can have my jam for only $50, $50 a tin or a bottle, but you're going to have to wait 6 months, as if anybody's going to be stupid enough to buy it. There we go.
Can I put you through watching this video, please, Lady C, because I need your comments, given that this is how Meghan likes to think the world views her, right? What did you think of it?
Pathetic. Pathetic. I mean, you know, she's still a teenager. And I move so well, you know, but then everybody knows that black people move better than white people. I mean, I'm Jamaican, I can tell you. In Jamaica, they say even white Jamaicans move like black people, but Meghan moves like a white woman. That's the joke. She doesn't move well at all.
Maybe because she is a white woman, right?
Well, she was for all of her life until she discovered that the colour card would play well and that it would really assure her of ending up being married to Harry. And, you know, it's... But Dan, if you look at what, you know, she's posted, I mean, Meghan is trying to convince the world that she's a nice, likeable, lovable, fun-loving person, when everybody knows that she's Adolfine Hitler in not boots, but high heels.
The Duchess dictator in high heels. Look at what a couple of our friends had to say about this video, Lady C. According to Taz, wrote on X, to post this when Catherine and William were visiting Wales shows a certain air of desperation and predictability, hence the upload, delete, then upload. Manic Meg strikes again. As for the outfit she's dancing in, her trousers are so high she looks like she's in a Ghostbusters onesie. And then the Royal News Network, Brittany said, Catherine promised to send a young girl her recipe for plum jam, which would be a great addition to the Wales' March 4th social media posting schedule. This once again undermines Meghan's business as we know it. There is nothing unique about jam. Now, it was weird, wasn't it, Meghan, putting it up, taking it down. Do you know what this shows me, Lady C? That she can't even do business 101. She can't even get the absolute basics right because she's driven so many staff away. She's currently surrounded by the ardent loyalists, but unfortunately, they're the idiots.
Well, Dan, she suffers from serious impulse control. You know, she's well known to lose her temper in the most inappropriate of circumstances. I mean, for instance, exploding with Ari Emanuel when he's doing her a favor and then treating him as if he's staff and she's the great grand duchess, you know, just shows how she's uncontrollable. And she used to be more in control of her faculties before she married Harry. But once she connected up with Harry, even before the marriage, you know, she started to indulge her propensity for being a bully. And it's, practice makes perfect. And she has been practicing abusing people left, right, and center. And it's now become perfect. And, you know, she doesn't only do it inappropriately in personal and professional situations, but for instance, I'd better post something because this is what's going to happen. And then, actually, I've made a mistake, so I'd better take it down. And, I mean, did she post it herself or did a member of staff post it with her bullying them, standing over them, saying, you've got to do this, you've got to do this, you've got to do that, no, no, no. And then, of course, oh, you've cocked it up, you're an idiot.
Exactly, when it goes wrong, it's never her fault. But Lady C, I've been absolutely desperate to know what you know about the Ari Emanuel and WME situation. For people who missed it earlier in the week, of course, the New York Post, page 6, reporting from multiple sources that Emanuel has dumped Meghan as a client. Now, WME has pushed back, but it looks as if it's just a face-saving exercise to give Meghan a nice exit, which is basically like, Ari wants nothing to do with you, but okay, we might look after some of your Archerwell projects. And page 6 report multiple sources telling them that Meghan had a diva strop, had a total meltdown. And that was the final straw for the most powerful man in Hollywood, who, as you point out, didn't even have to be doing this.
Well, Dan, I can't remember exactly what I've said or haven't said on my channel, but I've been covering the strained and estranged relations between Ari Emanuel and Meghan for some time now. And I was told about it by friends in Hollywood, but also the evidence has been there before everybody's eyes. There is no way that Ari Emanuel would have allowed the Hollywood Reporter to run with the story it ran last year had he cared about having Meghan a success. Because the Hollywood Reporter story, and remember, Ari Emanuel has a lot of influence in all of those publications. He's connected to some via, you know, directorships, etc., but with others, he's just connected through professional contacts. So there's no way that the Hollywood Reporter would ever have run what it ran, which was actually devastating to any future prospects that Meghan would have had in Hollywood, had Ari Emanuel not known it was coming and allowed it to come. That was the first thing. The Vanity Fair piece was another hit piece. These are hit pieces. You know, the idea that Ari Emanuel would have allowed these to take place if he had a vested interest in Meghan being a success, it's just preposterous. And I've been pointing this out for some time now. But you were in showbiz reporting, you will know how the system works. And everybody is a friend of everybody else, even as they're about to plunge the knife in, not only to their back, yes, but their gut. And, you know, oh, we just love him, or we just love her. In goes the knife, in front of everybody. But, we love, just love. So, and also, it doesn't suit Ari Emanuel or WME or their potential and actual clients to have the head of Endeavor actually plunging the knife in or failing to give any support whatsoever publicly to somebody he's decided he's going to divest himself of, because all the other people who are on the books, and remember, most Hollywood celebrities, whether they're major or minor, are very, very sensitive about their appearance, their public profile, etc. So he would never be dumping Meghan publicly. And the fact that they are able to say that WME is still representing Meghan and Archiwell means it's a face-saving exercise. It's not only saving her face, which I don't think he cares about, it's saving the face of WME and giving the message to their actual clients who are valued, don't worry, if ever anything happens, we're not going to plunge the knife in publicly. I mean, and also, he can't afford to plunge the knife in publicly at this point. He's just done it to Justin Baldoni, and he's living to regret having done it to Justin Baldoni, I have been informed. And he has a huge problem on his hands with the Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds nonsense. So he certainly wouldn't be selling his hands further with exposing Meghan. But this has been going on for some time now, and I'm amazed that people haven't picked it up before, because it was so obvious that she had ceased to have the protection that a top WME client not only expects, but demands in terms of having no negative publicity. She has had all the major organs in the United States now trash her. She's had the Hollywood Reporter, she's had Vanity Fair, she's had Page Six repeatedly. And let's remember, Page Six has direct connections to Ari Emanuel.
So oh, exactly. Exactly. You know? And that's what people are failing to grasp this week, Lady C, but we know how this works. Page Six is not running that story unless Ari Emanuel is giving it the quiet nod. And I believe the timing is because he doesn't want to be connected to the car crash, which is coming next week on Netflix with the launch of With Love, Meghan. But first, the reason you're watching this show is that it's becoming increasingly difficult to trust mainstream media or the so-called fact checkers who claim to determine which facts are true. And there's good reason for that, given the debate over free speech, the controversy surrounding Brexit, and how Trump and other politicians challenging the status quo are portrayed. But I have the solution. It's called Ground News, and it's the best way to stay informed and cut through media bias and narratives so you can get the facts for yourself. Go to ground.news/outspoken to check it out. But let me show you this incredible website and app in action. Take the recent game-changing speech by US Vice President J.D. Vance to the Munich Security Conference, where he tore into European governments, including ours here in the UK, for the despicable retraction of free speech. You can see clearly in one place that 361 sources are covering the story. Ground News instantly shows how the story is being covered by the media, broken down by whether it leans left or right, illustrated by its bias distribution service. If you scroll down, you can see every article about this topic broken down by the political position and ownership of the publication. So we can see for ourselves quite clearly. Newsmax and GB News gave fair and accurate coverage, focusing on how Vance had finally had the guts to point out uncomfortable truths to European leaders. By stark contrast, the left-wing HuffPost claimed the speech left all of Europe aghast, while the Independent, oh bless them, they missed the lead altogether to focus on Vance making a joke about Elon Musk, which they claim bombed. What's more, Ground News gets to know you personally, providing you with the news stories you're interested in while also analysing your own biases. My favourite feature is their blind spot feed, which surfaces upwards of 20 stories daily that you might not be hearing about because of the corruption of the mainstream media. I know you love the news, But don't trust the legacy media. So Ground News gives you the tools to understand the truth about what is going on in the world. It is the only way I read the news, allowing me to see through media bias and manipulative narratives, no more relying on MSM bias, to define the truth for you. Now, you can go to ground.news/outspoken to check it out. Subscribe through my link for 40% off the Vantage plan, which is what I use for unlimited access. Thank you, Ground News. Ground News is subscriber funded, and supporting my sponsors also supports my work. So for less than a Netflix subscription, you can get all the world's news in one place and think for yourself. It's been a game changer for a news junkie like me. So that's ground.news/outspoken. But now, back to the show.
Life's really tough. Life's so tough. My throat is parched. Do you think I can ask Aurora or Mickey to go into the kitchen and get me some Coke?
Always. Diet? Or just full fat?
No. Fully fledged original Coke. Something that can sort of pick me up.
Oh, goodness me, Lady C. You are naughty. You are naughty, but I love it. Then we learn, Lady C, that Megan is now even having to buy her Instagram followers. This analysis shows that she's only got something like 250,000 genuine followers and 1.8 million inactive followers. Bad, right?
Well, again, Dan, I mean, I've said this on my channel from the very outset that most of them were bought. She has a pattern of this. She did it with the Tig. I mean, I think the Tig ended up having several more million followers than she has at the moment. And of course, it never really made any money to speak of. But this is a pattern that she has. You know, it's all show and practically no go. And I mean, she is, though, what I find interesting is that she is using Instagram and social media, hoping that it is going to boost her and help to make With Love Megan a success. Well, the fact of the matter is the only thing that would make With Love Megan a success would be if people liked Megan. People look at these shows because they like the people involved and they find them entertaining. Most people aren't interested in looking at cookery shows to cook or entertainment shows because they're going to have 20 weekend guests at their castle. Most people don't have a castle to have 20 weekend guests. And they certainly don't have 16 bathrooms to disgorge the stuff that Meghan and Harry are made of. So it's about entertainment and liking the people. And interestingly enough, I gather Pamela Anderson's show drops on the same night as Meghan's.
Cooking with Love. And let's just be honest, that's the original. Lady C, that is the original. Can I ask you about this interview that Jason Knauf gave to 60 Minutes Australia? He, of course, being the courtier and remaining a very close aide to Prince William via the Earthshot Prize, who reported Meghan for bullying. Now, Amanda Platel in the Daily Mail this week is describing him as the ticking time bomb that could explode under Meghan Markle. What did you make of his interview and the fact that he said he had no regrets about reporting the Duchess for bullying?
Well, I loved it and I covered it again on my channel because I translated for people who don't understand royal speak. You know, he basically has and the timing of this is very interesting as well, if you stop to think of it. But he has basically said, Meghan and Harry are publicity whores and fiends who have gone down the publicity route. and the celebrity route, while William and Catherine are not interested in being anything but authentically themselves and royal. So right there, it's not only what he says, it's how he says it and what he doesn't say that then highlights what he really means. I thought it was a masterclass in diplomatic public assassination. I mean, he slit Meghan and Harry's throats in the most elegant way, and he has their blood pouring all over the floor, but he hasn't said a word of criticism. And you notice when he says, for instance, how wonderful everybody was in terms of the wedding. Now, we know there were scenes behind the scenes at the wedding, but he's making the point that Harry and Meghan, by and large, were very happy to go through with the spectacle. And just by saying what he has said, he shows how there is no possibility of William and Catherine ever reconciling with Harry and Meghan. I mean, that's the message I get loud and clear, that this is gone beyond the pale. And also, Dan, you and I will know that there are all sorts of things that are happening behind the scenes that the public don't know about. And William and Catherine have to protect themselves and some of the more bizarre claims being made by the Sussex squad about them for Harry and Meghan. And the mere fact that Harry and Meghan continue to support the Sussex squad, notwithstanding the fact that there are tremendous problems in the Sussex's marriage. And I mean, there are people who think that if it's hanging by a thread, and let's see what happens later this year. The fact of the matter is Harry is collusive with Meghan. And so there's no way back for either Harry or Meghan. And the Waleses need to protect themselves, but they are doing it in such a way that they, without criticizing Harry or Meghan, without being nasty about Harry or Meghan, they allow people like you and me to translate for those who don't understand what the vernacular is, that this is the language and this is the meaning. And the mere fact that Jason Knopf, who, let's remember, he was also honored with the Royal Victorian Order, which is in the personal gift of the sovereign. And as I pointed out at the time that it happened, this was a huge message to everybody that every single thing that Jason Knopf had said about Meghan being a bully. And let's remember, he also said Harry was a bully. People seem to forget that.
And he is.
He is a bully. They're both bullies. And they have both, but they not only bullied staff here, but they have actually abused the royal family and abused the British people and abused our well-being. And now they've gone to America and he's doing it less than she's, but he's doing it as well. I mean, remember the Pat Tillman fiasco where Pat Tillman's mother absolutely did not want Harry to receive that award. And had Harry had any decency whatsoever, he would have declined it at the 99th hour. But so we're dealing with people who have absolutely no decency. And as long as Harry and Meghan are together, I think we are being given a loud and clear message that they are out, and all the nonsense that Richard Eden and some of those other idiots come up with. Oh, there might be a reconciliation. Oh, next week, we need Harry and Meghan. Oh, the royal family needs Harry. Oh, blah, 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 rubbish. Utter rubbish, you know. Between Richard Eden and Tina Brown, I don't know which one chats more rubbish.
Thank you so much for watching Dan Wootton Outspoken. Please click on my face just to the bottom left to subscribe to this brand new independent news source and turn on the notification bell so you'll be alerted to our brand new live shows, uncancelled interviews, and special royal episodes. Outspoken is also now available as a podcast, so you can listen to the show every weekday on the go, wherever you are.